Owen, tell me something.
6-7-6-7-6-7. It is the bridge in between season 6 and season 7.
Dom, that's true. Welcome, everybody, back to another episode of Dom. That's true. Of course, I'm your host, the most true, the Steam Machines, Dean. As always, I'm joined by the bomb.
Bye.
Owen Dom. Here's the logo if you need to see it. That's right. It is the end of season six. Sorry, beginning of season 7.
We'll dedicate this season to Frams.
He likes a good...
I think he enjoys a good 6-7
joke. He likes a 6-7 joke.
One of my coworkers hit a 6-7 to me yesterday.
It's hard not to do it.
Actually, it was on Friday. He looked at me like someone said, one of my older, more authoritative coworkers. Mm-hmm. She's not older. She's like 38. So she's not like...
She's older than me,
yes. But she said 6 or 7. And then my coworker who's like us, 29 or 30, looks at me and goes, I'm like, you're fucking kidding me. Like, bro, you're 30.
See, that's the thing. I'm not sure I'm doing the hand motions as much as I'm like,
he like turned like fully eyes wide and did the hand motion. I was like, bro.
Yes, but welcome, everybody. Welcome to the bridge between season 6 and season 7. We're ending the season with a good, hefty dosing of Chiefs Hopium. And then we're going to do top 5 players we're excited to watch.
Somebody said something today on the radio that made me actually have quite a bit more Hopium.
Interesting.
So,
well, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it here. After we thank our patrons over on patreon.com/homedisaster. Shout out. That's flickering, right? Am I going crazy?
What?
This right here.
What are you talking about, man?
Are you fucking all right? Okay.
It's flickering.
All right, it's flickering just a little. Sorry, one of the lights is flickering a little bit. We need to replace.
It's fucking Nosferatu.
Who was flickering the light?
Luckily, it doesn't show up on the
Nosferatu, not a patron. You know who are the patrons? Skylar, Dylan, Aaron, Melbox, Kansas City, and Stephanie's mom, Owen. If we're talking KCU at all, it's pure copium. Offensive line looks like a MASH unit. It's fine.
He's not wrong, though. Did you see Caleb's tweet yesterday?
Yes, I know.
Me, if I had a one wish, Willow, yes. His knee.
Yes, I saw that, yeah. But there's still plenty to hope about. There's plenty. It's fine.
Plenty of copium, plenty of hope.
What the season finale is for.
I would like to point out that because it is college, you know, Myles Garrett got locked down by a freshman in college. So...
Who was gay? Scott France.
There's always room for hope when it comes to college players. There's always could be somebody that could step up.
True. So we're gonna do Chiefs Hopium. YouTube comments. Comment what you are hopeful about for the upcoming season. Doesn't have to be Chiefs. Could be Cats. Could be Bengals for any Bengals fans who might be listening. Or could be anybody for any team. We got quite a few
NFC North fans in our friend group.
That's true. Could be an NFC North.
I mean, I personally know a fan of all 4 NFC North teams.
Personally, if I was listening to this on YouTube or Spotify right now, I would leave a comment that just says, "I listen to this."
I would send this to my family group chat.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. Mm-hmm. Also, Truman, we need to rename. Speaking of group chats, we've got to rename our KC group chat. It's got to be something funnier.
Than KC
group? Because if I get approached by somebody and be like, hey, what's your friend group chat name? And I go, KC Goobers, I'm going to have to toaster bath myself, perhaps.
It's fine. We're fine. All right. Let's get into it. Let's do a little bit of Chiefs.
And Keith, change your name. Watch out for Keith. Little hoodwinked reference for you there.
Oh, sorry. Still the comment. Again, if you comment, we will put you on the video. We'll put you. Hold on. Let me make sure there are no YouTube comments right now. Give me a moment.
Soft hands and soft liver.
That one might just go. We're hanging that comment in the rafters.
I might want to frame that one.
The one of you just getting flamed, going to the rafters.
It's kind of funny.
Yep. No, so if there are any YouTube comments, we will throw them up here. If you comment on Spotify, it still helps us, but we simply, it is not that easy to check the Spotify comments, but we appreciate them. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Choose Hopium. Owen, just a sweet, give me one hit. Tell me about the hit that you were listening to on the radio this afternoon.
Okay, well, first of all, Truman, name me five players on the Chiefs defense that you think the national media knows the name of.
Chris Jones.
Okay.
Nick Bolton.
Yep.
George Karloftis.
Okay, yeah. I think you got two more that
Mansoor Delane.
Yep. We just and one
him,
more.
And Peter Woods.
There. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Now, try to name me two Bills defensive players. Try your hardest.
Ed Oliver still there?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, he might still be there.
Okay, one more.
Here, you pull it up. You pull it up.
Okay, one more.
See if I can do it. Hold on. I'm finding it.
Yep, he is still a Bills defensive tackle.
Ed Oliver.
Okay.
Man, he just had like a kid drown this summer. That was a bummer.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Jeez.
The linebacker. Milano still there? Milano still on the team?
Okay. And there is my first reason for Hopium. Because a team that we all view as very good has absolutely no defense.
I don't know if I view them as very good. I would maybe view New England as...
Well,
I mean,
you would view the Bills as a number one contender, okay? All right. So
listen,
now
no,
name,
I view the Rams as
now
a
name
one
five offense like the five most important offensive starters for the Chiefs offense.
The Chiefs offense. Patrick
yep.
Mahomes.
Okay, one.
Kenneth Walker Jr. Or
yep.
Kenneth Walker the third?
Yeah, I think it's the third, yeah.
Okay. Josh Simmons.
Okay.
Trey Smith, Creed
yep.
Humphrey.
Okay, now not naming offensive.
Well, you know what, Rashee Rice.
Just do weapons. No, okay. No O line. No O line. Only
Mahomes, Rashee Rice, Worthy, Kenneth Walker, and if I had to pick one more,
probably
Travis Kelce.
Probably yeah. Travis Kelce. Yeah. Okay, now do the same thing for the Bills.
Well, I mean, listen, we're not Bills fans.
This is what I'm saying.
But it's Josh Allen. Hold on, it's Josh Allen. It's James Cooks. It's DJ Moore. It's Khalil Shakir.
Mm-hmm.
And it's either Dalton Kincaid or Dalton Dawson Knox.
I think the Chiefs stack up offensive weapons-wise pretty good. Now you can do the same exercise for the Bengals. You'd go, obviously, Joe Burrow, T. Higgins, Jamar Chase, Chase Brown, and Mike Gesicki?
Mike Gesicki, yeah.
Say, okay. I think the Chiefs match up pretty well.
Or
obviously
that random wide
Jamar
receiver
Chase
three that Logan mentioned last week who no one knows.
Andre Yoshivas or the other guy?
Maybe.
Yeah, I would take Yoshivas over that. But what I'm saying is that, you know, the Chiefs, we've spent all this time being like, oh, we're so worried about, you know, I feel like the Chiefs don't have any weapons. We don't have enough. And then you think of Drake May, A.J. Brown, and who else?
I can tell you
in New England?
I can tell you I didn't
Hunter
see
Henry?
Anybody draft the tight end for Cincy in any of the drafts I was in. I didn't see Gesicki go in any drafts I was in. I did not see Khalil Shakir go in many drafts.
Going early? Did you see Gadsden or Keenan Allen going early?
Gadsden goes. Keenan Allen's over on the Colts now.
Oh, that's right. I forgot he was on the Colts.
You're thinking of – oh, well, Quentin Johnson goes and Ladd McConkey goes and Omarion Hampton goes. Justin Herbert goes. So that's,
sure.
That's all five.
But what I'm saying is that when you really look at it, even if – let's say Xavier Worthy has his average season and doesn't take the step forward that we as Chiefs fans would like him to do. And he gets 700 yards.
Sure.
Like, you know, then he's just Mecole Hardman again. Like, he is the same player as Mecole Hardman if
that's
he does that.
Fine for a wide
actually, probably
too.
Worse than Mecole Hardman. You would take that for wide receiver, too. Mm-hmm. Then Tyquan Thornton probably sprinkles in 300, 400, maybe.
I think you'd hope he has 500, yeah.
And then Kenneth Walker rushes for 1,000 yards for the first time in Patrick Mahomes' career
never
as a starter.
Still never had the 1,000-yard rush.
Remember,
right.
Listeners, that he did not start when Kareem Hunt ran for 1,000 for 1,200 yards in 2017.
And Mahomes Kareem Hunt got starting. Kicked off the team week, like, 11 whenever he did play with Mahomes. God,
correct.
That was the best Chiefs offense of all time.
Yes, that was awesome.
Oh,
but, yeah, I think the Chiefs offense stacks up pretty well. I think that the worries about Mansoor Delane not starting are gone.
I think he looked like a fucking stud.
I think Peter Woods looks really good, and I think they've gotten enough out of R. Mason Thomas and Felix in the preseason where you feel like they actually could contribute to the defense. unlike all of the rest of the players on the defense not named Chris Jones last year.
Yeah. And it's one of those...
On the defensive line, anyway.
It's one of those where, like, I would say in years past, the wide receivers that we've been talking about, like, when last year we were like, this is maybe the best wide receiver core Mahomes has ever had. I think we were all imagining Hollywood Brown as something he wasn't. Because he got hurt, like, first play that he played for the Chiefs.
Yep.
And then he came back towards the end of the season. We're like, maybe we'll get, like... Maybe we'll actually get real good Hollywood Brown. And then he sucked.
Well,
and then,
you got also remember Xavier Worthy got hurt.
And Xavier Worthy got hurt fucking first play of the year. And right. Rashee Rice was suspended for the first 10 games and, mm-hmm. or 8 games or whatever it ended up being. So,
and we didn't have a running game, so it kind of exposed everything.
It just looked like it was you're like, okay, I feel pretty good about this. And we were straight. That was straight copium, straight hopium last year. There was no way it was ever going to happen. This year, it's one of those where I'm like, if Tyquan is the same guy that he was last year, that would be great. And if he takes a step forward, that's a plus. If Worthy is the same guy he was last year, that's a big plus. Maybe it all hinges on Rashee Rice taking a step forward, but I feel better about wide receiver 4 this year with Cyrus Allen than I felt about wide receiver 4 last year, who was Tyquan Thornton, I guess, or...
Juju,
yeah, I feel better about Cyrus Allen than I feel about Juju, who also, by the way, got cut. Mecole Hardman got cut. Was Mecole Hardman on this team last year and got cut at some point? I feel like that happened.
No, we cut him after we lost the Super Bowl. He went to the Packers and then got cut.
Okay. And then he was on the Bills and got, yeah. Okay. So just, I feel like if everybody can be who they were last year, then I feel better as long as, again, Mahomes is
Remember,
healthy.
This receiving core on paper is better than the ones that he's had, and mm-hmm. he's taken players who are no longer in the league to the Super Bowl 3 times.
Yep.
So there's that. Also, for all of the Chiefs fans saying, oh, you know, we need Eric Bieniemy, get rid of Matt Nagy for accountability, there has been accountability, especially in press conferences. Eric Bieniemy called out Rashee Rice, saying he needs to lock in and focus up in a press conference. So obviously Rashee's going to hear that. And, you know, he probably does need to tighten his life up a little bit, shrink his circle, you know.
And maybe here's also something that I want to pull up this as another reason for hopium is I will say there is nothing more frustrating than have a middling team who is not great. And not only that, but they are old. For maybe what feels like the first time in a long time, the Kansas City Chiefs are the youngest 53-man roster in the league.
Yeah, they cut DeMarcado in a shock move, they think Breshard Smith or mainly Emmitt Johnson can have the pass blocking reps that DeMarcado was going to get.
I feel really great about all three
of those. And
then
Emmanuel Ogbah got cut, meaning that they trust Felix and R. Mason Thomas to be in a rotation with Karlaftis.
And they brought in, they did sign a D-end from the Bucks who got cut.
Yeah, we like cashed in on him, right? Yeah, just recently?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't see his name. I was working at my job.
It was, you know what it was?
No.
White guy! Yeah!
Oh, I didn't know it was a white guy.
Yes, sir. They cut Cole Christensen, which is fine. He was just...
Did McDonald make the team? McDonald made the team. That was the one. That's my
I think he did make
guy.
The team, yeah.
Remember, that's the guy that was on TikTok that got invited to the tryout last year. You know, I had to hit the button.
White guy! Yeah!
He was on TikTok documenting his process through Chiefs camp as like a tryout invite.
Yep.
And he like made the team from special teams. So and now he's good enough to like be in the linebacker core proper. So
maybe.
I mean,
you know who also got cut?
Who?
Christian Watson. Justin Watson got cut also.
From who?
The Texans.
Oh, I was going to say he wasn't on the Chiefs.
He was only ever good when he was with Mahomes. He was terrible on every other team he's ever been on. And that's just the bump that you hope to have back from everybody. That's, I think, with it all said and done.
And with Eric Bieniemy having a much deeper – Matt Nagy was more of short yardage. He tried to do more guaranteed plays. Eric Bieniemy takes a lot more shots.
Yes. I don't want to bring up the stats. I don't want to bring up the offensive ranks. I know you don't want me to.
I'm just saying it's
bring
hard.
Up the offensive
yeah,
ranks.
It's fine to bring up the offensive here. Ranks, but when this offense does better this year, because it will, because they no longer have the two worst running backs in the league, I reserve my ability to say it's the running back's fault. when the Giants offense does do well with Cam Skattebusy.
I know that if you talk negatively about Matt Nagy, his house value will go down and your parents' house value
goes
down. Dude,
you know his house is already sold. He's already living upstate for sure.
Yeah, I know, but still the house is sold. It would go down in value because it's like basically like having a dead body in it to have a bad offensive coordinator. So that's listen, nobody wants to live in the neighborhood of failed offensive coordinator Matt Nagy. Okay. So drive your parents' property price down. I get
Everyone
it.
Knows
I get
working with Harbaugh is a terrible job spot.
I get it. It's fine. I know that you've got to bump it somewhere. You know, I know that you've
I'm
got
just
to,
saying. I'm just saying. I think Kenneth Walker.
You're trying to help one of our patrons.
I think Kenneth Walker, Emmett Johnson is a very clear dichotomy from corpse of Kareem Hunt and crinkly bone Isaiah Pacheco.
Yes. Listen, I'm not going to sit here. The best wide receiver room of all time for the Mahomes era was absolutely the 2019 team with
the Legion
Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins, and DeMarcus Robinson.
And Byron Pringle.
That's the best 1-2-3-4.
Never forget who sealed that edge for Damian Williams' run.
I mean, Tyreek Hill, I think, is the most unique wide receiving talent of all time.
Absolutely.
I don't think anybody else has ever been able to do what Tyreek Hill did. Mediocre team, also old roster. Sounds like the Raiders and Broncos since the Broncos won in 2016. Absolutely, yes. The Raiders are exactly, absolutely a mediocre team, also old roster, for sure. And the Chiefs are young, exciting. I'm, for the first time in a long time, I'm not like, I don't know if I'm Super Bowl or bust for this year.
No, because if you're going to have the youngest team, the Chiefs have the youngest team in the league.
Mm-hmm.
It
sure would be nice.
It's kind of, you know, Mahomes has warped our reality. You know,
yes, right.
We're at a spot where, okay, Mahomes is at the quarterback position. We could win anywhere. I watched the Chiefs in 2023 go through every single team that everyone considered good and win the Super Bowl. After looking like ass all year.
The whole year they looked like dog shit.
You beat the Bengals, the Bills, the Ravens, and then the Niners.
You did that in reverse order, but. No.
Dolphins,
Bills.
Oh, yeah. Dolphins, Ravens. Bills, Ravens. Sorry.
Niners. Yes.
Dolphins? It was the Dolphins? Or wasn't it Jags?
No.
No, it was Dolphins because it was the super cold.
Jags was the year before because he had the ankle injury.
Yeah, because it was Jags, Bengals.
And he had the ankle injury against the Bills. Yeah,
we had the bye.
Against the Bengals because he scrambles around the edge and nobody expects him to get over that edge.
But yeah, Dolphins, that everyone said was a terrible matchup for Kansas City. Then the Bills, then the Ravens.
I just don't see it happening with Kelce retirement contract and Mahomes on one and a half legs. Silence. This is the Hopium episode. Silence. I do not care that Travis Kelce is old.
I also don't care that Mahomes is on 1.5 legs. I don't know if he is. He's a freak. He's weird. He's a robot. He's not normal.
We will not know truly what he looks like until
the first game.
Until week one.
And you'll know.
And then you'll know how limited is he actually. Listen, he is going to play. Insane that he's going to play to get hurt in, what was that, week 14?
Yeah, because he was not eliminated for the last three games.
Yeah, and turn around and not only be healthy for all of training camp, didn't miss a single snap of training camps or OTAs, but also to be back for week one.
Bobby Stroop better be a fucking millionaire.
Oh, he is.
He better be a bajillionaire. Yeah. Bobby Stroop.
The fact that you know his name as an athletic trainer for a quarterback who makes, you know, what is it, $60-plus million a year, he's... For sure, a million. Are you just looking up his name?
Bobby Stroop wife. It's him with all of his kids. Here's Bobby Stroop with his wife.
She looks like Jennifer Lopez.
Here's Bobby Stroop with his kids. Yeah, the man's rich in more than one way.
Yes. He's rich in life. That's right. Having a great partner is being
damn,
rich in life.
They tried to rival you, though. What? Engaged in September 2020, married March 2022. They're like, we got the Truman plan.
He's busy. He's busy also. He's busy just like me. I'm busy. That's why we cut it. That's why we did a 2-year engagement. Jesus Christ.
Okay. But, yeah, I mean, I need football. And the fact that they're making us wait until the Monday game pisses me off, dude.
The only saving grace is that there will be a game on Wednesday. That is the only saving grace, is we will have Wednesday football and Thursday football. And then, and luckily we have Cats on Saturday.
Yep.
Then you only got to wait 3 days or 2 days. You'll have no football. And then you will have the Wednesday NFL game, the Thursday NFL game. Then it's Friday, Saturday of college. And then it's Sunday back to the NFL, which you can watch all your fantasy teams, which is nice.
Truman, you're not going to a Raytown game?
I might go to listen, whenever Tina goes out of town for like a weekend, me and my dad love to go hit a Friday Night Lights. You want to go hit a Friday Night Lights this weekend?
I'd be down.
Shawnee Mission West.
Wait, this weekend?
Yeah, this Friday. Right, what are you doing this Friday? Nothing. I know your girlfriend's out of town.
Yeah, my girlfriend is out of town.
Are you going to the lake?
You know what that means.
Because it's Labor Day weekend. Or
Jack's on the table.
Aquinas versus St. James home opener at Aquinas this Friday?
That's not a good game.
Actually, could be.
That's a good game.
Could be. Is St. James still good?
You flip a coin. Aquinas will always be good.
But yeah, I know Aquinas is always good. I thought St. James was good like last year or 2 years ago. I don't know if they're good this year.
I don't remember because I think St. James also went up a division because they were always 4A.
Yeah.
When I was in school, but I think they've gone up to 5A.
Isn't
now.
Aquinas 4A? Isn't that the problem with Aquinas?
I have no idea.
Hard to break high school without a dynasty. Yeah, yeah. Well, well, well. Blah, blah, blah.
Aquinas is a dynasty.
Something, they something. Always playing public schools. Something, something.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I might go to the lake, but we have fantasy drafts on Saturday and Sunday, so I don't know if I will.
You have a fantasy draft on Saturday?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure I do.
Oh. You're cheating on me? You're in a league we're not in?
In my work league?
Then I'm not. So?
We have all the spots filled.
It's fine. It's fine. It's all right. Let's be real honest. Let's have a real honest conversation, me and you, real
quick.
You have
too many leagues, Truman?
It is imperative that Tina has been bad at counting whenever I've been talking about the number of drafts that I've done, because I was at 9, and she really commended me for taking it from 10 down to 9 last year.
You're 11, aren't you?
It is up to 11 now, and she almost figured out that it was 11. She got mad because it was back up to 10, but she did not catch that it was actually 11. So that's the one that I dropped last year, added me back in, and then Vincent's friend asked us to do one, so now we're...
Yeah, I'm
me
up.
And Owen are,
I'm up 2 leagues this year.
How many leagues are you in?
2 sleeper, and luckily I don't have to deal with CBS anymore. My dad's league folded.
I fucking Yahoo. Well, CBS also...
And then my cousin removed me from the league last year, which made sense, because I was just there to fill a spot because they didn't have a friend. I'm sure they had a friend that wanted to join.
That's fine.
And
booted
me, that's fine. 1, 2,
which is how I got removed out of that other league. And then they added me back in this year.
I'm up to 7 this year.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, 6, 7. Yeah.
Nice. But
yeah.
You're running me down.
Hey, you know, I was an 8 at one point with the Yahoo League. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay, so St. Thomas Aquinas and St. James is right next to each other.
Damn.
I can move both of you from our 2 leagues if you need to cut down.
Shut up. Okay.
You wish, buddy.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know. To never have to worry about doing the 999, that might be nice. Actually, you know what? I will say one more thing real quick on the 99 that you had to do. Don't forget, you got to eat like 4 or 5 hot dogs in the parking lot.
It was 3.
It was at least 4.
No, it was 3. It was 3, I promise.
Still.
That was only 3.
They're also smaller hot dogs because they were our own.
Dude, I'm telling you, those ones at Monarchs, they're big dogs.
Do you know why that? You know why that is?
Why?
Is because... I know for a fact, because I talked to, in the middle of Hayden doing his, I was talking to Cole, and Cole was talking about how he was buying the 550 hot dog because it's bigger. And I was like, you're a fucking douche. Buy the 2, you know what, that's what, if I ever have to do it, I'm buying my own hot dogs. I ain't eating no hot dogs anybody brings me.
Dude,
I'm going right to the stand. I'm saying, dude, those 9 $2 hot dogs, please. And they hand
dude,
me.
Dude, they were big when I was doing them, too. They're big dogs.
Well, not that
big
one.
Dogs.
I mean, you only ate like half of that one.
That made it grosser, dude. I'm telling you. It made it worse.
That was funniest.
That was the
top
like,
5
the
funniest.
Fuck?
But that'll live in hot dog league lore. Me eating the bottom of the hot dog, but not the bottom of the ends, so you couldn't tell, and it looked like a full hot dog. That's an all-timer. Should just filled it up with like ketchup underneath.
All right. Ketchup
all right.
Is disgusting.
Last reason, any last bits of hopium that you want to huff right before we go into top 5 players you want to watch this season for the Chiefs?
The Chiefs defense and Noel Williams. That's all I'm going to say. Just Noel Williams.
I'm very excited. I mean, this is the youngest this defense has been on the defensive line, which I think helps for
and
speed.
Dave Merritt exists.
And it looks like you have an actual edge rusher in Armason Thomas, a speed edge rusher.
Something.
Felix looks like he may have taken a step forward.
One more Hopium.
Oh, my God, dude.
Butker isn't going down to that leg thing anymore. He's actually kicking the ball.
That's really nice. Okay. That's good. I don't know, man. I'm excited to see how this defense does. I think everybody's a little down.
Everybody else
defense.
Got older in the league, and the Chiefs got younger. Excited except for the Raiders, who I think drafted a gigantic bust in Fernando Mendoza, but we'll see.
Really?
Yes. He looked terrible in the preseason.
Yeah, but what is that ever? Although, you know who looked incredible his first preseason?
Joe Milton.
Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes did look great.
Never forget the second preseason where he threw that fucking 70-yard bomb to Tyreek Hill.
Yes. Everyone was like, what the fuck?
Yep. All right. We're not doing this. Does this news matter? Because, unfortunately, I wasn't able to curate the news.
That's fine.
And we need to get Owen out of here quick so that his girlfriend doesn't murder him.
That's true. She will.
It's 7:40. We got to go through this quick. Oh, and top five players you're excited to watch this season for the Chiefs.
For the Chiefs specifically.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Number one, I mean, in the five spot, I've gotten Monster Delane. When he made that tackle in open space in the preseason, I was fully on board the Monster Delane train. Because that is what L'Jarius Sneed used to do when he was in his prime with Kansas City.
And it's kind of hard to only pick five, honestly.
Being physical off the line of scrimmage, obviously everyone knows the play where he beat Tyreek Hill into the dirt in that super cold playoff game.
Yep.
And then being able to make the tackle. You know, I love Marcus Peters. Has a special place in my heart as a Chiefs fan before he crashed out on us. But one thing he could never do was tackle because he always went for a strip. And I like it. I like it when a corner could tackle. So yep. There's that. So he's number five. Number four, Travis Kelce. Everyone's saying he looks leaner and meaner, and he's really, really locked in for this season. Let's see it. Maybe. Honestly, I'm telling you,
he still
married,
has great tight end seasons. I don't know. Like
getting married to Taylor Swift was the best thing he could do, because apparently Taylor is full in on telling Travis that he can do whatever he wants and she's not controlling any part of his life.
Well, it's also so funny because people are like, well, Kelce really fell off. Like, and it's like, yeah, he fell off for Kelce standards. It's like, but if you judge him how you judge all other tight ends, he was still like a top.
He fell like a top 10.
He
fell to George Kittle levels.
Yeah, right. He fell to average tight end levels.
He held eight. Yeah, he had 850 last year.
Yeah, right.
Tragic.
What do you want? What do you want? That's every other tight end ever in the NFL history, besides what Chiefs fans have gotten used to at the tight end position, are that's a great tight end year. 850? Oh, my God.
Also, Truman, I'll remind you, remember at the beginning of last year.
855 touchdowns.
We were looking at yards, over-under for yards for Kelce. You know what Kelce's was?
It was like 760.
It was 860. Incredible line.
No, I thought it was 860 the year before.
No. It was 860 last year. Vegas cooked with that line.
I wonder what they've got his line at this year. It's got
to
be low.
But yeah, number four, Travis Kelce. Number three, I'm very excited to see Peter Woods. I think people have been talking about Trey Smith's been upping him, and Trey Smith is a great O-lineman. So I'm excited to see him next to Chris Jones. Number two is Chris Jones. Or did I already say Chris Jones?
Nope.
Who did I say number five? Monster Delight. Number four, Travis Kelce. Yes. Number three, Peter Woods. Number two, Chris Jones.
Yep.
Because it's a contract year-ish. This is the second year of that three-year extension. Next year is the cut or keep him year. So this is essentially a contract year for him, and he actually has warm bodies next to him now. I'm very excited to see him. And number one is, of course, Patrick Mahomes. I just want to see how crazy he is this year.
Travis Kelce receiving yard line. What do you think it is?
Probably 920, judging on your reaction.
No.
More?
No.
Less? Like 710? Lower? 610?
No, a little higher than that.
650?
675.
I'm taking that. I'm betting that right now.
Oh, my God. By the way, Kelce, has never even had a season, never had a season under 800 yards. Listen, I know he's older. Whatever. But Kelce's third all time in yards per game as a tight end. Yes, absolutely. Okay, it's fine. All right, go back and who's your number one?
Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick LeVon Mahomes the second.
Patrick Mahomes one, Chris Jones two, Peter Woods three, Travis Kelce four, and Monster Delane five.
Nice. I like it. Here's my list. Number five, Chris Jones. Always excited to see Chris Jones play. Listen, he might not be top two defensive tackle now, but I Still think he's top five defensive tackle. Always exciting to watch him wreck the plays that he decides to wreck because he can just decide when he wants to wreck it. Number four is Mansoor Delane. I think we have him in the – oh, you had Mansoor Delane in the number five spot. I have him in the number four spot. He looks sticky, man, and he looks sticky. He looks mean. He looks excited to get involved in the run game. I'm excited to see him play. I hope it all translates well because he has looked really, really good in the limited action that we saw him in the preseason. Number three, Kenneth Walker the third. Can't believe you missed that one.
Yeah, I am happy to see him too.
I'm excited to see Kenneth Walker, man. I'm excited to see a real running back on this Chiefs team. This shit is about to be fucking off the chain. And number two, Travis Kelce in what could be his last dance.
Over 651.
You got 650? Mm-hmm. What is that on?
Minus 115.
On what?
The score.
Oh, God. Oh, well, it's... Yeah, well, ESPN. Yeah, it's 650. You absolutely got to fucking hammer that.
Yeah, a little two-unit. Two-unit.
What's your... Yeah, fair enough. All right. And then, Kelce at number two. And number one, absolutely got to be Patrick LeVon Mahomes the second. I mean, come on.
Did you watch the franchise? New episode of the franchise last week.
God, I
watched the franchise at lunch, and I'm like, I need the season now. And then I'm like, oh, I'm so excited for football next weekend. He's like, it's 2 weeks. And I said, fuck.
Tina's out of town. I'm going to have to sit on the bed and just watch the franchise on the big screen, pants off, just kind of slowly edging as we get closer to this, the football season finally starting.
As
we edge closer to the season, you can catch me.
Edging
closer to the season. Watching The Kingdom alone in the bedroom.
I haven't watched Quarterback yet. Have you watched Quarterback?
Yeah.
Is it good?
With Mahomes?
Yeah, it's like Mahomes and...
Did you ever watch the Mahomes one?
Yeah. No, it's Mahomes and like two other quarterbacks.
Yeah, that first season it was.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It was Kirk Cousins and...
Oh, that's right, Kirk.
Might have been Mariota that year?
No, I think it was Mariota. That was something else.
No, I think it was Mariota.
Then what was the one? Because that was one documentary. There was a different documentary.
There's been wide receiver also. There's been like five or six seasons of quarterback now.
Oh, okay. I remember. Yeah, season
Mahomes
one
was the first.
Yeah,
season.
Season one was Mahomes and Cousins and Mariota because they didn't give Mariota very many episodes.
You get to listen to Kirk Cousins moan on the ground.
Dude, he got crushed. He probably got the wind knocked out of him, dude.
He cracked a rib. They showed him, and like he showed, like how bruised and how bad it was. But it is just like if you're just like watching it, he's just on the ground, just it's like, oh my god,
he got crushed.
Yes,
from the blind side.
Yes, very reasonable.
Like you watch in the video, the lineman just getting rinsed.
Yep. All right, I promised you that we were gonna get you out of here on time to go not get murdered.
Quick, I have a pop culture minute. It's really funny.
Quick,
so
okay.
There's a Counter-Strike tournament going on right now.
Uh-huh.
And it's in Guangzhou, China.
Okay.
And the people running the people running the tournament are clearly scrubs.
Okay.
So they very clearly borrowed PCs from local internet cafes, and two pros' Steam accounts got keylogged. They got their account hacked and stolen mid-tournament. Because they had bought, like, very clearly not very well-checked PCs from internet cafes, and two pros got their accounts stolen. Of course, they got them back, because, like, you know, Steam's paying attention. But this is a major Counter-Strike tournament with a million-dollar prize for mm-hmm. winning.
Fair enough.
And people got their accounts stolen mid-tournament. But that's it. That's all I had.
Are you wearing my pants? I thought those were my shorts. I like those shorts. Those are my comfy
Shelby
shorts.
Does that too, bro. She just yoinks my stuff.
Yep. No.
She must be a communist.
Should I be concerned about the noises that were going on there?
No, that was...
That was true.
Sorry.
Her cousin's impression.
I knew that was the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess I didn't think about the fact that upstairs you're just hearing us make those noises.
But yeah, that's all you need to know, Truman, is that people were getting their accounts stolen mid-professional tournament.
Nice. Absolutely. All right, Owen, we are getting you out of here so that you don't get murdered by your girlfriend. Twitter.com/steammachine, twitter.com/OwenGoshDammit. If you want to catch Owen, you can catch him at Roadhouse at 8 p.m. He's got a reservation, Texas Roadhouse, over on Metcalf. You can go over and go see Owen. Shout out our patrons over there, patreon.com/OwenDisaster. Shout out Skylar, Dylan, Aaron, Mailbox Kansas City, and Stephanie, Owen's mom.
Love you, Mom.
If you're on YouTube, make sure to like, comment, subscribe. You're commenting, any amount of Chiefs hopium that you have. Also, hot takes next week. So we are doing, we're going to run the normal episode and then the hot takes episode. That'll go up early on the Patreon. So make sure that you're commenting your hot takes so that we can get that into the episode. Twitter, which is why you go follow us on Twitter, all that stuff. Snapchat, text us, do it all.
Season six is over.
Tell your family. Put this, you know what? This season seven is the season of putting the podcast in your family group chat. Just no comments, right. Just post the link. And you
look
know what?
How handsome these guys are.
Send it to your grandma. Your grandma will confusingly click on the episode, and that will help us with viewership. And maybe she'll become a fan. See you next week.